they'd not bring you back, for the Baduns are gone. Beam's at peace. And Shimi laughed, a jarring sound to Jake's grieving ear. To Roland's too, maybe, because his smile was strained. In time, Shimi. Although I think Susanna may stay here and wait for us to return.
If we do return, Jake thought.
But I have another chore you may be able to do. Not helping someone travel to that other world, but like that a little. I've told Ted and Dinky, and they'd tell you once Eddie's been put at his ease. Will you listen?
Aye, and help if I can.
Roland clapped him on the shoulder. Good. Then Jake and the gunslinger had gone in a direction that might have been north, headed back to finish what they had begun. 3. They flushed out another 14 guards in the next 3 hours, most of them Humes. Roland surprised Jake a little by only killing the two who shot at them from behind the fire engine that had crashed with one wheel stuck in the cellar bulkhead. The rest he disarmed and then gave parole, telling them that any Divartoi guards still in the compound when the late afternoon change of shifts horn blew would be shot out of hand. "But where will we go?" asked a Tahin with a snowy white rooster's head below a great floppy red coxcomb. He reminded Jake a little of Foghorn Leghorn, the cartoon character. Roland shook his head. "I care not where you fetch," he said, "as long as you're not here when the next horn blows, Kennet. You've done hell's work here, but hell's shut, and I mean to see it will never open this particular set of doors again."